But that's exactly what Boris Johnson has done to the House of Commons. But that was such a provocation that the members of the House of Commons, they fought back this week. And we're immensely grateful for that. What they managed to do... what they managed to do was they managed to fight back against Boris Johnson's will. And we're immensely grateful to both the members of the House of Commons and the House of Lords who passed emergency legislation this week against a no-deal Brexit. So that is off the table as far as we know, and Britain may at least get 3 more months in the European Union up until 31st of January 2020. But we're not yet safe. And so all of this is going to come to a head on Monday next week. Boris Johnson is going to try once more to try to hold an early general election. What Boris Johnson wants to do is hold that election on 15th of October, so as he can go to an EU summit in Brussels on the 17th of October and basically go, Brussels, give me what I want, or else we're going to leave with no deal. What the opposition parties are saying is, we'll give you the election, but just not yet. We'll have the election after the 31st of October, once no deal has been definitively stopped, and we can work out a proper solution to all of this. Now, the really dangerous thing is that Boris Johnson has said he would sooner die in a ditch than go to Brussels and ask for a Brexit extension. What the parliamentarians have got to do is manage to make sure that the House of Commons, what they've demanded, is more important than what Boris Johnson actually wants, and that this early election will happen after 31st of October, and definitely not on the 15th. So,